Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Stocks to Watch, Wall Street Breakfast's Weekend Edition, our news team's weekend preview of upcoming IPOs, earnings reports, conference presentations, investor days, FDA decisions, Barron's mentions, and other key events that could impact stocks to set you up for the week ahead in the markets. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. Good morning. Today is Sunday, December 6th, and I'm your host, Rena Scherbel. We begin with a breakdown of the week ahead from Seeking Alpha's news team. GameStop, Lululemon, and Oracle are all on the earnings calendar next week, while Disney, Starbucks, and Salesforce all hold key investor meetings. There could be some action in Menlo Park, with a group of U.S. states investigating Facebook for possible antitrust violations expected to drop a lawsuit against the social media giant. On the pandemic front, a clearer picture of the impact of Thanksgiving travel and gatherings on COVID-19 dynamics could disrupt certain industries, with some hospitals at or near capacity. It should also be a solid week of vaccine news, with the UK government making Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine available to some high-risk groups next week, and the FDA is scheduled to review Pfizer's vaccine on December 10th. And finally, the IPO market heats up with DoorDash headlining an interesting roster of debuts. In earnings news, we have Casey's General Stores, Stitch Fix, and Coupa Software reporting on the 7th. AutoZone, Chewy, and GameStop on the 8th, Campbell's Soup and Adobe on the 9th, Costco, Lululemon, and Oracle on December 10th, and Construction Partners on the 11th. In IPO news, as we mentioned, we have DoorDash, C3.ai, Airbnb, Hydro Farm Holdings, Certera, and PubMatic are all expected to price their IPOs next week. DoorDash expects to raise over $3 billion after targeting an even higher price range of between $90 to $95 to imply a Chipotle-like market valuation of over $35 billion. Also looking for a lush valuation is machine learning software specialist C3.ai, shooting to raise over $500 million through its offering. Airbnb goes public, with the travel sector still being disrupted by the pandemic, but expectations are high, said Atlantic Equities ahead of the debut. It's the Apple of travel. Airbnb set a projected target range of between $44 and $50 a share for its IPO. The company plans to sell 50 million shares, while existing shareholders are selling another 1.9 million. Hydro Farm aims to raise $130 million to grow out its vertical farming business, and programmatic advertising firm PubMatic is looking to bring in $75 million. Finally, Certera, which uses biosimulation software to create virtual trials that use virtual patients to predict how drugs behave in different people. The company is profitable in its early going. Also on the IPO calendar next week, share lockup periods expire on Vroom on December 7th, as well as Lantern Pharma, Biopharma Generation Bio, AZEC Company, and Avidity Biosciences on December 8th. In M&A news, Google is expected to win approval from the European Union for the Fitbit takeover. M&A talks swirling around Axalta Coding Systems and ACI Worldwide. The Morgan Stanley Space Summit will be held on December 8th, with investor interest as high as it has ever been. The agenda for the event includes talks from executives with Blue Origin, Hawkeye 360, Telesat, Viasat, Rocket Lab, and both CFO and CEO from Virgin Galactic. One of the topics to be covered is the private backlog of space companies that could be ready for the public market, of which the biggest would be SpaceX. Some analyst meetings and business updates this week. We have Starbucks, Deutsche Bank, Disney, and Salesforce all holding highly anticipated investor meetings. Cowen expects the two key focuses for the Starbucks meeting on the 9th to be the company's strategy to drive U.S. same-store sales and the growth at scale agenda to make Starbucks a more efficient growth company. Analyst Andrew Charles had this to say: "We like the sales drivers Starbucks is pursuing that drive confidence in our above consensus 2021 Americas, around 90% U.S. comps. This includes tactics to grow membership in the industry-leading My Starbucks Rewards loyalty program that has rebounded to peak active users, expanding curbside pickup to 2,000 U.S. stores, about 22% of the U.S. company-operated total, by fiscal 2021 end, or virtually all suburban locations without a drive-thru and not located in a mall, and rolling out oat milk in 2021 to sustain success with plant-based beverage offerings, which nearly doubled in fiscal Q4 20. Our confidence in Starbucks' U.S. sales recovery is covered more in-depth in our recent upgrade, while Starbucks could make the case that coffee consumption per capita has increased amid COVID-19. Deutsche Bank is expected to raise the outlook for the investment bank next week while cutting it for at least one other unit after a year-long market rally left management more dependent than ever on the fixed income trading business. Salesforce.com holds its meeting on the heels of the tantalizing acquisition of Slack, which will require the company's largest debt issuance to date. And Disney's streaming plans will be in focus when it holds its event on December 10th. Other investor meetings to watch include Ritchie Brothers on the 7th, H&R Block on the 8th, Nielsen Holdings and Lowe's on December 9th, and James Smucker on the 10th. Wedbush Securities expects cybersecurity names to continue to rally after taking in the strong earnings reports from Zscaler, CrowdStrike, and Okta that reinforce the secular shift heading into next year. Noted analyst Dan Ives, many CIOs and key IT decision makers have aggressively moved into a digital transformation phase in their purchasing decisions as more data and applications move to the cloud, with protecting these workloads becomes the highest priority. To this point, we have seen a number of larger cybersecurity deals in the field get accelerated heading into year-end and green-lighted by C-level decision makers as more enterprises need to protect stepped-up cloud deployments and security architecture in this unprecedented environment. SailPoint Technologies and Tenable Holdings are two other stocks that stand out in the cybersecurity sector. The U.S. Energy Information Administration will issue its short-term energy outlook on December 8th. Last month, EIA said it expected high global oil inventory levels and surplus crude oil production capacity to limit upward pressure on oil prices, and that Brent prices will remain near $40 a barrel through the end of 2020 and climb to $47 per barrel in 2021. This Week in Barron's mentions the stocks and themes drawing attention in Barron's Weekly Edition. The publication notes the three-week hot stretch for dividend stocks as investors rotate into certain value stocks like Altria, AT&T, Prudential Financial, KeyCorp, Gilead Sciences, U.S. Bancorp, HP, 3M, PNC Financial Services Group, and Coca-Cola. But will it last? Said Credit Suisse Chief U.S. Equity Strategist Jonathan Golub, who is the Chief U.S. Equity Strategist at Credit Suisse, under normal circumstances, a dividend yield strategy is a defensive strategy for people thinking about long-term stable income. But when you leave a recession, these stocks become very cyclical and speculative. Despite its 42% year-to-date run, BlackRock is trotted out as a stock with more room to run. Shares are seen catching a tailwind as analysts begin to adjust their growth expectations for the coming 2 years. This week, in our single stock focus, we're covering JFrog with Burt Hochfeld. The stock closed the week at just under $70. Hochfeld starts here. JFrog is one of this year's crop of hypergrowth IPOs. Its share price performance hasn't been that of the shooting stars of the like of nCino or Snowflake, nor is it one of the busted IPOs that have most recently gone public. It recently reported its first quarter as a public company, which was a beat and raise. The shares fell around 10% and remained around that level. Presumably, investors were looking for more. Although, given the uncertainties of the environment during the quarter and what the JFrog solution actually does, I thought the results were quite reasonable and suggested strong potential for the business. Hochfeld goes on. On Monday, November 23rd, the company announced that 25% of the locked-up shares had been released because the share price and other conditions had been satisfied. The reaction was noticeable, although muted, with the shares trading below 60. Subsequently, the shares appreciated smartly as the anti-tech rotation was reversed and investors piled back into high-growth names. Hochfeld goes on, "It is my belief that Frog has developed some unique technology that will drive success in what is a hot category. The JFrog S1 had two measures for TAM. One of those from IDC is for a space of $18 billion. The other estimate compiled by the company and based on average spend size comes to $22 billion. Regardless of which number seems most accurate, the conclusion I draw is that the space is more than large enough to support multiple competitors and a high growth rate for a leader such as JFrog. JFrog has essentially created a category called liquid software, and indeed its founders have written that book. The company's Artifactory is the heart of JFrog's offering and probably the leading artifact repository on offer at this point. It seems to me JFrog has the right technology at the right time in the right space." Hochfeld then goes on to discuss subscriptions. Overall, Frog derives its revenues from subscriptions, although it reports some small component of its revenues as license. Last quarter, license was reported at 8% of total revenues, down from 10% in the year earlier period. Perhaps a more important distinction is the revenue split between self-managed and cloud. On-prem revenues are still about 80% of the total, and that grew 32% last quarter. Cloud revenues are the balance and grew by 74%. It would be reasonable to anticipate faster growth of cloud revenues than on-prem. Hochfeld concludes with this. While there are a huge number of aspirants in the DevOps space itself huge. And it would be my contention that owning shares in a business that seemingly has a significant lead in liquid software and binary management will produce excellent returns for long-term shareholders. Overall, Seeking Alpha authors skew neutral on JFrog, with one bullish and two neutral. That concludes this week's Stocks to Watch. Thanks so much for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Alpha Trader, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Essay for FAs on those platforms as well. Have a great week.